Good afternoon, and thank you for being here. Again, it's Jim Lang from Massachusetts. I work on the Census of Fate Occupational Injuries as a state grantee in Massachusetts, and also support the FACE program, which studies fatalities for NIOSH. I'm going to speak today about how we went about determining union status for workers fatally injured on the job in Massachusetts. Why are we interested in union status? Well, there's been a gap in the research in this area in terms of what the health and safety outcomes might be for folks working in unions and also not in unions across industries in the country. So, when BLS launched the new data system for CFOI in 2011, they included a new union variable, and it was defined as whether or not the worker was in a union covered by collective bargaining at the time of their death and the job at which they were working. In Massachusetts, we were eager to look at this and try to fill it in as best as we could. In mid-2011, we looked at the existing cases for the year. There were 22 cases at that point, and none of the source documents which we had indicated anything about union status of the victim. And by that, I mean we're talking about the documents we used to build each case. We're talking about the death certificate, police report, workers' compensation record, OSHA records, news articles. Nothing indicated anything about union status. But we're a little bit discouraged at that point. But fortunately, in Massachusetts, we do have a good working relationship with OSHA and also the State Department of Labor, those two agencies which do workplace enforcement in the state. We actually also have two active COSHAs in the state. And we have other outreach, regular contact with health and safety stakeholders in the state, which can help us try to figure out how to fill in this variable. So we didn't have a good understanding of where unions existed in the state at that point. We looked at the current population survey, both at the broad levels and at detailed industry and occupation, to try to figure out where the union workers might be in the state. Give us good background on what the layout was in the state. So statewide, the rate's about 15%. Large portion of that is in public sector at 61%. And then private sector workers, about 7% are union. We did see higher rates in a couple areas where we do see more deaths, so in construction and such. And we saw no union presence in fishing in Massachusetts in terms of the commercial fishermen out at sea, another place where we see a number of deaths. So this was actually a good starting point in figuring out where we should direct our resources and look for more information about union status for workers. We developed a checklist, which we filed in each case folder, and tried to fill out as we went through the steps of figuring out whether or not this victim was in a union. It follows a general, this is a flow chart which sort of summarizes that checklist, and it follows a general progression and effort beyond what we would normally do to fill out everything else in CFOI, about 30 variables that we fill out based on those core source documents. And this is taking steps beyond that to try to get this union information for the victim. And again, we were looking for something that explicitly said whether or not they were in a union. So many of these steps are looking for definitive information. If we didn't find it, we wouldn't move to the next step. Real quick, so starting at the top, we looked at the, again, based on their industry or role, we could make a quick determination if they were likely to be in a union or if they weren't in a union. Then we looked through the existing source documents in the folder and do some more intensive web searches. Next, we would check with the enforcement agencies to see if they had any record. Following up with state partners, and then ultimately contacting the employer or the HR division for the company or the agency if we needed to. And so we did carry this out for all deaths 2011 through 2013, are the updated numbers we're looking at, doing our best again to try to fill in the variable. Here we have results on 169 deaths from that time period. We're looking at this first table. These are what we call the standard source documents. So again, those documents we would normally use in substantiating a case in CFOI. Let's see here. All right, so looking at it, shows the number of cases found to be union, non-union, and then that percentage is a real percentage of how many cases overall were substantiated using that source. So highlights here. We were able to figure out 75% of cases determine union status for the victim in 75% of cases using these sources, which is encouraging. Other high numbers of specific industry knowledge or specifics about the actual victim, whether or not they were self-employed. That helped us with a pretty big chunk as well, the 43%. And then also the public OSHA inspection data, not something we would normally look at because it doesn't have a lot of information, but we can look up, do a search by employer name, get the fatality summary, and that has a simple yes-no union field on it. And that was used to substantiate 28% of cases, and we did find that to be reliable. These results for the cases for which we had to do some extra work after looking through the standard sources. And I want to point out that for 18 cases overall, we found confirmatory information in more than one source. So that's why these row totals might not sum to, they do sum to be over 100%. In total, we were able to confirm 96% of cases as either union or non-union with some actual documentation. And so that was encouraging. There were six that we couldn't figure out either because we didn't know the employer and or we were not able to get feedback from them or the next of kin in some cases. So what does this mean? We were able to determine union status for the majority of cases using the standard sources and some background knowledge which we gained throughout this process. If states can complete this at this level, I think BLS will be happy, and there will be a very detailed research tool for researchers to use looking at one of the key occupational health outcomes. We are currently working with BLS to write this up for a publication. And also, more importantly, I want to get some of this information out to the state grantees so they can have maybe some new tools to help figure it out for their state. Recommendations at this point, key recommendation is we want the states to look at their current population survey data to get a sense of where union workers are in their state. And then also, BLS and OSHA could work together and populate the OSHA data which BLS shares with us. It doesn't yet include that OSHA variable, and so if OSHA went out and did an investigation on any of these deaths, we would like that to be included in the data BLS shares with the states. Here's my contact information. Thank you.